gonna bark all day, little doggy, or are you gonna bite?
Welcome to the first volume of the Rebel Radio Classics, a limited podcast series which is part of the TrustMeI'mAJedi.com and the Rebel Radio podcast, which is, this is your host Mark from that show. With me is Frank T. Biscuit.
Hello, everybody.
Our other co-host from the show, Matt the Electric Monkey, is not here for this, but he will be for future episodes. And what is the Rebel Radio Classics? Because you say we just started last year. Well, for those of you listening to the podcast, you know that Rebel Radio actually began as an internet radio show 10 years ago as part of an independent project done by some people that were playing Star Wars Galaxies. And we started Rebel Radio back then as an internet radio show. It ran for about 100 episodes. I did about half those by myself. Then I brought Frank on to do some of the shows as a co-host, and then Matt came on to do some of the shows too. And we had some people that requested audio from these shows, so we had kept it all. So we wanted to bring those to you. This first episode volume that we're going to bring to you leading up to our 10th anniversary next March of the original show is some fun stuff that we did on this show. That show was a little different back then, Frank. We used to do kind of a silly news, kind of a humorous stuff. We would play on internet radio games and things like that. And this first episode, it was a lot of Star Wars, which obviously, trust me, I'm a Jedi.com is influenced by Star Wars. And this first episode we're going to bring you has two Star Wars segments, and then a segment that me and Frank did that is was Frank's special request to bring back to the show. And the Star Wars segments are Tales from the Star Wars Cantina. And they're kind of goofy. We played the Cantina music in the background, and we acted like Star Wars characters telling random tales from the universe.
Yeah, it was fun. It was kind of like, it was just like, you know, you had the whole Star Wars Cantina scene going on, and, you know, there's like all kinds of different characters that were there, you know, getting their buzz on. So we played a couple of those characters and just kind of acting like we were there in that universe and what was going on in the life and story of those particular characters at the time.
And in on the cantinas, you'll hear Matt, the Electric Monkey from the Rebel Radio podcast on the show, and you also hear our good friend Dago Nick, who was part of the original Rebel Radio. We don't know where Dago Nick is nowadays. He kind of probably got into some trouble up north, more than likely, up in the Jersey area, because Dago Nick, he was that kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have a whole episode of the Rebel Radio Classics dedicated to Dago Nick later on, where we'll talk a little bit more about him. And when you listen to this, some of the audio is not the best, because it is 10 years old. We had very inferior equipment compared to what we have now, so you might hear some mic popping as the mics were passed around. We apologize for that. You'll also hear things like, I went by the name DJ Trey back then, because that was my radio name, and Frank was simply just the Biscuit, and Matt was still the Electric Monkey. He's always the Electric Monkey.
Yeah.
And so you'll hear some different names. You'll hear websites like RageRadio.info and MySpace.com/RebelRadio, which might actually still be online, believe it or not, and Rage Radio's not. So, you know, obviously none of those sites exist. They were just part of the show back then. So don't worry about any of that info you hear, because everything now is found at TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. I want to mention the other segment that we did. It's going to be sandwiched in between the two Tales from the Jedis. And it was kind of a silly, fun segment that Frank and I recorded, where we acted like old blues men and recorded the blues. And I know this was a favorite of yours back in the show, Frank.
I think I had more fun doing it than maybe it sounds. But I still enjoy doing it, because in the moment it was hilarious to me.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely kind of ridiculous. We pretend like we're old blues men, and it's just a fun, silly segment. And it kind of fit in with the Tales from the Cantinas, because they're kind of like Tales of Singing the Blues. So we put that into this episode for you on it. And Rebel Radio, like I said, we had a lot of fun doing that show back then, and we're glad to bring Rebel Radio back in the form of the podcast that it's currently in. But we wanted to share some of these original classics with you, so we decided to do a limited series. Look for one of these a month as we get closer to our 10th anniversary show, and we hope you enjoy these shows. Any other thoughts you have on the original Rebel Radio?
Yeah, I mean, I just had lots of fun doing it. It was, you know, I never knew what I was getting into necessarily when I was coming over to record these things, and you were kind of like, you give me a general idea, and you'd be like, okay, this is what we're doing. So it was a little fun, a little different every time.
And so, and now we're fortunate enough that 10 years later, almost 10 years later, we continue to bring you Rebel Radio in the form of the podcast that it currently is. We hope you enjoy this show, and we hope you enjoy to listen to the Rebel Radio podcast, which is all found at TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. So enjoy the Rebel Radio classics, and look for future volumes soon of this special limited podcast series.
That's right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure! We've come too far. There's too much to lose. We've got to keep our composure.
Live on Rebel Radio, it's Tales from the Cantina.
Whir! Whir, give me another drink over here. Damn it, I'm thirsty.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing today?
How you doing? Hey.
Hey, guys, where y'all been at?
You know, the usual flying to spaceport missions and this and that, some stuff I can't really talk about, you know?
Man, y'all missed all the action around here the other day.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Man, some young punk and some old dude come in here with a couple of droids. You know how we feel about droids up in here?
Oh, yeah.
You know? And then, like, the young guy, he starts smarting off and everything, and Baba Baba, he's like, hey, man, we don't like that around here. You know, we try to keep a quiet down place where everybody can chill, and then, like...
Something happened to Ponda?
Well, you know, like, yes, and, like, the kid started smarting off again, and Papa's like, hey, you gotta leave, and then, like, the old man just whips out this glowing stick, Baba pulls his laser blaster, and gets his arm whacked off.
Hey, doesn't, Ponda have a big giant ass for a mouth?
Yeah, I believe he does.
Man, but Ponda owed me 500 credits. That's not good.
I don't know, but, you know, maybe you can get it from him later, man.
Oh, well, man, that's nothing. That's nothing. I was on the outer rim, close to Alderaan, right? And I had to run I can't really talk about it too loud.
Isn't that near Uranus?
It's close. I can't talk too loud about it, because, you know, there might be some ears listening. But I was running some shipments, you know, shipments.
Shipment, yeah.
And,
yeah, I know about that.
I'm leaving the port, and I'm not kidding you, Slave 1, Boba Fett himself on my ass.
Holy shit, man, what'd you do?
Well, ran like hell, but get this. I did this maneuver. I did this backwards, spin my ship around kind of thing, and I lost him behind the moon.
Kick-ass,
I'm not kidding you. Boba bought it, man. Boba bought it. I outsmarted Fett.
No, really,
dude.
Man.
And I just got here. I hope he's not here. I've been hearing whispers that Boba was headed towards Tatooine. That would not be good if he was.
Nah, man. No, it wouldn't.
Oh,
man.
No.
Hey, well, what's been going on with you, man?
Oh, nothing. I'm just kicking it back here in the cantina, enjoying a few drinks. It's kind of funny the other day. I went to a pod race and. After I enjoyed a nice Boon to Eve classic, I went back to the cantina to enjoy a drink with my friends, and along comes a dark-skinned species, and I invited him over for a drink, and we sat down, and he said his name was Lando. I'd never met a species like that before, a darker-skinned humanoid character. And he was really down on his luck. He's complaining about things, you know, really working out for him in the galaxy, how he's always... seen as a betrayer. His species are always seen as those that betray the friends, and they always sell their friends out, and their friends end up in carbonite. And he was really down on his luck. So I bought him a Schlitz malt liquor, and we enjoyed some fried chicken. And he felt good after that, but he wanted me to know that he's not after all the white women in the galaxy with where their hair in buns. He's not looking back to get back at the white species of the galaxy.
You know, I've done some work for him before. Is he kind of tall, curly hair? He wears a cape.
Yes, he wears a blue cape.
I ran a mission for that guy back about a year ago. He was really nice to me. But you know what? He tried to double-cross me on the payment at the end. So I had to pull my blaster. Some bitch, he paid up.
Who's this guy you talking about? You said a dark-skinned fella. I don't understand. What do you mean, dark-skinned? Like, what color skin? I don't understand. I met purple skin and green skin.
Anyway, where's that round of drinks? Where's that round of drinks?
Yeah, give me another damn drinks over here.
So, anything else happening?
Oh, yeah, check this out, man. Greedo was in here the other day, and he's just, like, minding his own damn business, you know, just sitting down, having a drink, and this, like, smuggler comes in, sits down.
Don't you mean smuggler?
Yes, you damn fruitcake, that's what I meant. Anyway, just have a drink and shut the hell up. Let me tell my damn story. Shit. Anyway, so he's just sitting there minding his own business. And this guy just, like, pulls out his pistol and shoots him for no damn good reason. Now, some say Greedo shot first, but I say otherwise.
Wait, Greedo's dead?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't need the 500 from Ponda, because I owed it to Greedo anyway.
There you go, man.
Wait. Dude, that stormtrooper walked by. Did he just say Boba Fett was here?
Oh, shit, there he is.
Oh, no. I gotta go, guys.
This has been Tales from the Cantina on Rebel Radio.
Accelerate to attack speed.
Alrighty then.
Hello, everybody. This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men.
And this is Mike Zabcik from The Same, and you're listening to...
Rebel Radio. And you can find that on TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
You're a Jedi?
You are listening to Rebel Radio, part of the Rage Independent Broadcasting Station. I am DJ Trey, and with me is my sidekick hanging out over there. Say, what's up, Biscuit?
What's up, Biscuit?
Okay. And RageRadio.info is the site. I said I'm going to keep bitching until I get people in there in the chat room. The Electric Monkey has joined us in the chat room, but we know him. I want someone we don't know to stop in the chat room and say, yo, what up, Trey and Biscuit? You're doing a good job, or you suck, or
you're doing a good job at sucking.
Just say hi. I don't care. RageRadio.info. Someone get in there and say what's up to us. It'll make us feel better. If the JavaScript in the chat room doesn't work, you're embarrassed by it or something, drop in on AOL Instant Messenger, Rebel Radio 06. Send us a message there just saying, what's up? We have 45 minutes left of the show about. I want someone to say what's up before the end of the show tonight. RageRadio.info is the chat room, is the site where the chat room is. Rebel Radio 06 is AOL Instant Messenger. You can check us out on MySpace, myspace.com/RebelRadio06. If you have a MySpace page, you dig Rebel Radio. Add us as a friend so you can get updates and you can leave us comments there and say what's up. So there's not a lack of way to contact us, and it makes us feel better. We appreciate it. And if you do, we say we suck. Well, fuck you. Straight up. Right?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
All right. This next segment.
You suck.
When I first started out Rebel Radio about a year ago, I did this segment on my own, and I was still learning. It probably sucked. And I tried it again later on, and it was a little better. And I want to redo it now. I've got a sidekick. It's a really fun segment, and I think you guys will enjoy it. We're going to do it in a fun form, but it's how to sing the blues. Yes, me, Biscuit, and DJ Trey are going to teach you how to sing the blues tonight. And let's get right into it. So, Biscuit, let's tell these folks how to sing the blues.
Must blues begin? Woke up this morning. I know something about that. I woke up this morning, realized I had to get out of bed. And I had the blues. Oh, boy. Yeah. I got a good woman is a bad way to begin a blues. Unless you stick in something nasty right away. Like, I got a good woman with the nastiest face in town.
Oh, yes, sir. Blues are simple. After you have the first line right, then you repeat it. Then find something that rhymes, sort of. Like, I got a good woman. With the meanest face in town? I got a good woman with the meanest face in town. She got teeth like Margaret Thatcher, and she weighs 500 pounds.
Yeah, give me a woman. She weighed 500 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She left me, and I had the blues.
The blues are not about limitless choice. You stuck in a ditch? You stuck in a ditch. There ain't no way else, sir. Blue cars are Chevys, Cadillacs, and broken-down trucks. Other acceptable blues transportation modes include Greyhound buses and southbound trains. Walking plays a major part in the blues lifestyle. So does fixing to die. Blues don't travel in Volvos, BMWs, or SUVs. Jet aircraft and state-sponsored motor pools ain't even in the running.
Adults sing the blues. Teenagers can't sing the blues. They ain't fixing to die yet. In the blues... Adulthood means you're old enough to get the electric chair when you shot the man in Memphis.
You can have the blues in New York City, but not in Brooklyn or Queens. Hard times in Vermont, Tucson, or North Dakota are just depression. The best places to have the blues are still Chicago, St. Louis, and Kansas City. And you cannot have the blues in any place that don't get no rain. And a man with male pattern baldness ain't the blues. A woman with male pattern baldness is. Breaking your leg while skiing is not the blues. But break your leg when your broken down pickup truck roll over it? It sure is.
Falling colors don't belong in the blues. Violet. Whatever the hell this other one is. And this other one. But you know, I guess you could use them if you're desperate for a good rhyme.
You can't have the blues in an office or a shopping mall. The lightning is just plain wrong. Go outside in the parking lot or sit by the dumpster. Good places to have the blues: the highway, a jailhouse, an empty bed, the bottom of a whiskey glass. Bad places to have the blues: ashrams, gallery opens, weekends in the Hamptons, golf courses, Tiffany's, and Ivy League institutions.
It was beige. Beige don't belong in the blues. That just ain't right. Anyway, no one will believe it. It's the blues if you wear a suit. Unless you happen to be an old black man. And it happens to be an old black suit. Now I know something's about that.
Do you have the right to sing the blues? Well, you can answer yes if your first name is a southern state like Georgia. If you're blind. If you shot a man in Memphis. If you can't be no satisfied, and if you're older than dirt. But you don't have the right to sing the blues. If you were once blind but now can see, if you're deaf, if the man in Memphis lived, if you have a trust fund or an IRA, if you have all your teeth, or if you were once blind but now can see. Said that twice because it's important.
Yeah. Blues isn't about color. It's about bad luck. Tiger Woods can't sing the blues. Oh, neither can this other person I know of. Gary Coleman can, though. Ugly old white people have a leg up on the blues. Julio Iglesias? Barbara Streisand will never sing the blues.
No, sir. No, sir.
Sorry, I got a little bit of gas giving me the blues.
Okay, if you ask for water and baby gives you gasoline, it's the blues. Other acceptable blues beverages are wine, whiskey, muddy water, beer, and black coffee. Blues beverages are not mixed drinks, kosher wine, sparkling water, Snapple, Starbucks, Frappa, Pacino.
Say what?
I don't know. Slim Fast. Although rubber biscuits and the wish sandwich are famous blues snacks, better stick to common blues grub like greasy barbecue, fat mac and beans, and government cheese. Blues food is never club sandwich, sushi, or I don't fucking know.
Yeah, me neither. If it occurs in a cheap motel, a shotgun shack, it's a blues death. Stabbed in the back by a jealous lover, it's a blues death. So it's substance abuse, the electric chair. Oh, man. Or being... Oh, I don't know this one. But anyway, it's not the blues. Death. To die during liposuction or a tennis elbow.
No, sir. No, sir. Excellent names for blues. Female singers? Said it. Big Mama. Oh, yeah. Like some Big Mamas.
Yeah.
Bessie or Fat River Dumpling. Excellent names for male blues singers. Willie, Joe, Lily Willie, Lightning, or Big Willie. Singers with names like Muffy, Sarah, Auburn, Alexis, Gwyneth, Sigurd, Brittany, or Rainbow are not permitted to sing the blues. No matter how many men they shoot in Memphis. In fact, if you want to build your own blues name, here's how you do it. You come up with the name of a physical infirmity, like you're blind, you're crippled, or you're asthmatica. Your first name from the above list, or the name of a fruit, like a lemon or a lime. And then the last name of a U.S. president, like Jefferson or Johnson. So, for example, you could be Blind Lime Jefferson, or Cripple Kiwi, maybe not Kiwi.
You dumb old fool, say the shit right. I don't care how tragic your life is. If you own a computer, you can't sing the blues. You best destroy it. With like fire, spilling a bottle of Mad Dog on it, shoot it with your shotgun, or maybe your big ass woman just done gone and sit on it. Oh, I don't care.
Hell no. What? You know what? If you can read, that's a big old problem. Because most folks singing the blues ain't never had such a chance for an education. And the blues, the three R's stand for railroads, a running, and some rehab.
Amen, brother.
It's got to be dark to sing the blues. Preferably after midnight. Singing the blues at noon is forbidden, sir.
What was that word?
Forbidden.
Oh, yeah, definitely forbidden. If none of the above works, try one last pathetic stab at keeping it real. Name your guitar. Remember, Lucille's been taken.
Oh, yeah. And they last but not least, if you want to sing the blues, the epitaph on a blues musician tombstone has to say, I didn't wake up this morning. No, sir. No, sir.
Nah.
So stay tuned, because we've got more before we get out of here tonight. We got some more toilet humor with Biscuit, and it should be fun, so don't go nowhere yet.
This is Walter Simonson. You're listening to the Rebel Radio Podcast.
I'm a shot. 30 seconds. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You ever notice that all the prices end in 9? Damn, that's eerie.
This is Frank T. Biscuit.
And this is the Electric Monkey.
And you are listening to Rebel Radio, the official podcast of Trust Me, I'm a Jedi.com.
Live on Rebel Radio, Tales from the Cantina, starring the Imperial's Elite Stormtroopers. So, how's it going, guys? Y'all doing y'all's duty all right today?
Yeah, I'm still looking for them droids that we've been after.
I could have sworn I saw them, but one minute, it was like they weren't the droids I was looking for, you know? You ever get that feeling?
Yeah, like I saw this old dude with some droids, and he's all like, those ain't the droids you're looking for. So I was like, those aren't the droids I'm looking for. How about you?
I don't know, man. I don't think those were the droids I was looking for.
Well, there's no droids in here. Just people, you know, hanging out and drinking. I mean, last week there was that Greedo was looking for some Han Solo guy, but I haven't seen him. But stay on the alert for that. And
yeah. Anything else going on?
Yeah, I got a call out to the Owen Lars farm. There was a dispute out there apparently, but some Jawa tried to sell him a bad droid apparently, but we came across the sand crawler that the Jawas come in, and well, we're not really supposed to talk about this, but let's just say we blew it all to hell.
Jeez.
Really? That's yeah. Pretty cool.
Orders came from Darth Vader himself.
Well, why wasn't I invited in that little get together?
Well, it was kind of top secret. We had to make it look like the Tusken Raiders did it.
Really?
Yeah,
I could do a Tusken Raider.
We left Bantha sticks and some Gaffy sticks and things like that out there to make it look like the Tuskens, but it was the work of the elite stormtroopers.
Oh, awesome, yeah. Man.
What about you guys?
I don't know. I'm still looking for that tied up chick in the gold bikini. That sounds like a gold mine to me. You know what I'm talking about?
TK421, you're not drinking on duty, are you?
I was just using the force.
TK1136, what about you?
I think this place kind of like is a little slow tonight, so I was thinking about heading over to the palace there, Jabba's palace. It's always rocking over there.
That's a good idea. Have you seen those Twi'lek chicks that Jabba hired? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty hot. Every once in a while, they'll flash you.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't count unless you see a nipple.
That's true. One time he's like having a little argument with one of the chicks, and she like flashed a boob at me.
Wow, that's some. Maybe we do need to go do some imperial inspections out at Jabba's palace. What do y'all think?
Yeah, as long as there's no bounty hunters, they kind of get on my nerves. They're always thinking they're like better than us or something.
Well, let's head out there, guys.
Cool.
Raider at Jabba's palace. So, where's these chicks you were talking about, TK422?
I don't know about the chicks, but how the hell did the band beat us here and set up already?
Dude, those guys are amazing. I've watched this band in like five different venues across Tatooine, and they're always rocking.
Yeah, but I could have swore we had the fastest speeder. How did they beat us here?
Does that Bib Fortuna guy who lets you in at Jabba's at the palace here, does he kind of creep y'all out?
No, but it makes me hungry for ribs.
Yeah, he looks at me, and he sees a stormtrooper. But the guy with the lazy eye, he sees me and a vending machine.
Well, tell you what, one time I was running some missions for Vader, and we were out on the planet that those Gamorrean guards come from, those pig-looking things. Let me tell you, that is a freaky planet. If you ever get a mission out to that planet, try to turn it down. Tell your lieutenant you don't want to go, because it's disgusting. I'm talking walking through swamps full of pig shit. Not fun. Not fun.
Yeah, but that makes me hungry for ribs, too.
TK422, you didn't have a drink at the bar, too, did you?
That would be a negative, sir.
Do I need to report you two to Vader?
Oh, I'm just really hungry. I want some ribs.
Hey. I've got my blaster rifle set on stunning.
I don't use stun, you sons of bitches.
Then what do you use?
I'll blast your heads off if you don't get your act together, troopers. We are elite Imperial stormtroopers on mission here on Tatooine to find two droids, some farm boy named Luke, and to report back to Vader as soon as possible.
Hey,
but you guys want to eat ribs and drink off duty on duty. Get your priorities straight.
I mean, don't all, like, enforcers
I agree to come look at Twi'lek chicks' nipples, but I don't see any Twi'lek chicks. So I think maybe we need to head back over to Mos Eisley.
Maybe we need to go back to the cantina. Maybe what we're looking for is over there.
Maybe that's a good idea.
Meanwhile, back at the cantina...
Well, okay. Gosh, damn it! How did the band beat us back here again,
dude? I think they
are following us.
I think they have twin brothers. I really do.
I think they're following us.
I don't know, but that's beside the point. Okay, I heard reports of a young man with an old man hanging around Mos Eisley, trying to catch a space troop. Oh, you know that Greedo fellow? He got shot and killed like 10 minutes ago by some Solo guy.
Hey, did you say there was an old man hanging out with a young man? I thought there were, like, special parts of town for that.
Well, there probably is over in Mos Espa, but, you know, this is Mos Eisley. Anything kind of goes here.
What about that gay bar called the Dark Side in Chewkaka?
Well, I don't know about that, TK421. Maybe you can go hang out over there.
Yeah, I actually went into that Dark Side place, and I ran into Chewkaka, and I ran right back out.
You know... You guys have got to be the worst two Imperial Stormtroopers they've ever partnered me up with.
Hey, you ain't no treat yourself.
At least I'm trying to do my damn job, not talk about ribs, cocks, and drinking beers.
And balls. One time this leprechaun came up to me, and he was like...
What the hell is a leprechaun?
I don't know, man. He just came up to me and asked to borrow a dollar because he was a little short.
What is a dollar? Only thing I know of are credits.
Human dollars.
I think he's a rebel talking all this foreign talk. Let's blast him.
I think both of you are rebel spies. You scum.
He's on to us. Let's go.
This has been Tales from the Cantina and starring the elite Imperial Stormtroopers on Rebel Radio.
Hey, you're listening to Rebel Radio Podcast. And this is Jay Muse, snooch to the nooch. Trust me, I'm a Jedi.com. Go there and do it.
And that's it for Volume 1 of the Rebel Radio Classics. Look for Volume 2 coming soon to TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. Thanks for listening.